Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Alice Shakova. Alice Shakova leads marketing at SpaceID, the only multi-chain name service for Web3 domains and digital identities that also boasts 800,000 Twitter followers. For the past 5 years, Alice has been deeply involved in fintech and crypto, specializing in strategic marketing for DeFi projects. Alice is also a co-founder of a Web3 community in Lisbon, comprising some of the biggest projects in the space. Additionally, Alice was a speaker at the Blockchain Academy for United Nations employees and is a lecturer for the Women in Blockchain Africa program.
Well, good afternoon, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been really excited to do this podcast with you, Alice. Been following you. I'm in the emerging tech space. This podcast, our platform's also built on blockchain, and just really love to be involved in something that's so immersive and people are actually starting to, the industry is gaining some traction and notoriety now and people are jumping in. So I appreciate that and everything that you're doing. So Alice, let's just jump right into your first question. With over 5 years in fintech and crypto, specializing in strategic marketing for DeFi projects, what initially drew you to this dynamic industry and how has your journey evolved over time?
Absolutely. My crypto rabbit hole was atypical and I always wanted to be a simultaneous entrepreneur, but I never became one. And I started digital marketing when the COVID hit the world and I jumped from one IT company to another IT company. I was doing mostly content creation and management, and one IT company before hiring me, they didn't actually say the details of how they're doing their business because in the country where I was born, the cryptocurrency, so in Russia, the cryptocurrency was semi-legal and no one wanted to reveal their actual business. And when I joined the company, they told me that they are dealing with Bitcoin mining apps. So this is how I got started. I got fascinated by the technology. I started to research myself and I started my blog on HackerNoon by writing about different altcoins and Bitcoin. And then I jumped from one startup to another startup. Back then, 1% of crypto startup would crash. So I had to change a couple of jobs before I got real experience. And that experience I got with Rubik cross-chain aggregator, where I got to learn the cross-chain tech and the main pain points in the space. And then Algebra Finance, it was about concentrated liquidity. And I learned a lot about Uniswap V3, the biggest dApp in the space. And I got to learn a lot of things about decentralized finance back then as well. And then after 1 year, the project Rubik was hacked for $1.5 million. So I had to change my job again. And then I joined Folks Finance, where I was the CMO. And Folks Finance was and is, and hopefully will be, the biggest dApp on Algorand, where people could lend and borrow crypto. I spent there a couple of years, and then right now I'm very, very excited to be at SpaceID, which is the first multi-chain web freedom mining platform and digital identity service that allows anyone to create, trade, manage web freedom domains and start building their digital identities. It also equips projects, any projects that wants to plug into Web3 domain name infrastructure with easy-to-use SDK and API. And I'm very, very excited to push that narrative further into the market and to talk about the value of Web3 domains and talk about how to get started. So I'm very, very excited to be with SpaceID. Yeah, this is hopefully that's enough to answer your question.
Absolutely. I love it. You have really an adventurous quality about you. You jumped into something that really was unknown and wasn't really regulated, wasn't really maybe fully legal yet in your country, but you were willing to do the research, jump in, and you're just very resilient. So I appreciate your answer and your backstory on that. Alice, as the marketing lead at SpaceID, the only multi-chain name service for Web3 domains and digital identities, can you share your key responsibilities and the strategies you've implemented to engage a community of over 800,000 Twitter followers?
Sure. Since the very beginning, we've been always addressing user feedback and we were nurturing and growing our community with all heart and soul. Community is very, very important in the Web3 space, how shallow it may sound, but this gives you the ground where you can build your future product on. And everything jumps from your users. This is how the Web3 space has been working so far. And the most famous projects always have the best communities. So we were always paying attention to the community side of things. Even I know before I joined the team, the guys have been doing this. Also, since we are expanding horizontally with a lot of integrations and partnerships, we have a very, very vivid and active ecosystem around SpaceID. We are doing a lot of engaging campaigns, a lot of content together with our partners and integrators. This also adds up to our marketing strategy and to those great metrics on social media. And yeah, I would say collaboration, community, and taking care of your users, those were the pillars that drove that growth and put us in the place where we are at right now.
That's awesome. And like I said, you know, I referred to it earlier, just your energy and you want to really get out there. But of course, you know, when you're that engaged and you take care of your community, there's going to be absolute growth and that's the reward here. So I appreciate the share. Alice, SpaceID offers a universal name service network with one-stop identity platform for discovering, registering, trading, and managing Web3 domains. Could you elaborate on the significance of multi-chain support in Web3 domains and how SpaceID is pioneering in this area?
Sure, absolutely. Love that question. Multi-chain support is something that most of the projects in the space are lacking right now, because right now in the crypto space, we have more blockchains than women. And we should sort out definitely two of those problems. We should bring more women into the space and we should make the space interoperable. How to make the space interoperable is to enable the multi-chain support or to make all the products operating cross-chain. And our multi-chain support is really important for users as well as for projects that are integrating our SDK and API, because it connects the dots from multiple chains. It allows you to have your domain name, let's say it's going to be brian.bnb, recognizable around multiple chains. And we have 18 chains. Not other services have so many chains. They're somehow limited in the chain capability, but most of the domain name platforms are getting to that point. So you have your domain name recognizable and operational on multiple chains. By the way, it's been integrated across 200 dApps in the space. You can use your domain name if you register on our platform, and this is not chilling. I'm just explaining how it works. You can use your domain across 200 dApps. And with our recent integration with MetaMask Snaps, that literally changed the game in the Web3 space. You could now go to MetaMask, that's the biggest Web3 wallet, and you can use your domain name instead of a long string of alphanumeric data, aka your wallet address. You can send and receive crypto by just using your brian.bnb or brian.eth or brian.arbitrum, depending on the chain where you're at. And it's resolvable across all EVM compatible chains in MetaMask. So I personally believe that this brought the game to the next level. It really provided the Web3 space with Web2 level user experience by allowing them to finally send and receive assets in a secure and verifiable manner.
Thank you so much, Alice. I appreciate that. Really, SpaceID offers quite a bit. I'd say one of the leaders in this space. We've talked to many providers in this space, and SpaceID certainly offers quite a bit for the people that are trying to get into this space. But I like the fact that just like in the old days, we came up with that DNS so we can resolve names to IP addresses. And I like the fact that you could type in a common name, that's something that's easy to remember, and that'll basically associate that with your wallet address. So I appreciate that. That's great for our audience today. And Alice, last question of the day. SpaceID recently launched a Web3 domain snap integrated with MetaMask, simplifying transactions on EVM compatible chains. How does this integration enhance user experience and what challenges did you encounter during its implementation?
Yeah, sure. MetaMask snaps is something that brought the crypto payments to the next level, akin to Web2, a user experience wherein when people can enjoy secure and simple payments. And let's say as in Revolut, you would use your Revolut app. If you're familiar with Revolut, you would use a Revolut app to simply send your funds to whoever you want, and then you can verify that person. So in the same way, you can go to MetaMask and you can use your simple human readable handle to send and receive crypto, and you can verify those domain names across all EVM compatible chains in MetaMask, which definitely brings the crypto payments in the biggest Web3 wallet to the next level.
I love that. Obviously, MetaMask has gained in growth over the years. I remember when first using it several years ago, and it was kind of a new thing to me. But I love the fact that you've integrated that Web3 domain snap with MetaMask. And I know that's one of the most popular platforms for people to get in there for Web3 wallets. So appreciate the share today, Alice. I really do. And it was certainly a pleasure having you on. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.